Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Berkshire Theatre Group's presentation of Extremities is now up and running at the Unicorn Theatre through July 27th in William Master Simone's psychological thriller. A young woman is violently attacked in her own home. However, once the tables turn, Extremities raises provocative and difficult questions about rape and its aftermath, violence and its justification, justice and its reliability. Chosen as a summer arts critics pick by the Boston Globe, Extremities is directed by original cast member Karen Allen. She starred in the original 1983 off-Broadway production in the lead role of Marjorie. Karen Allen returns to BTF, having directed Michael Weller's Moon Children in 2011, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Joe.
A delight, absolute delight to have you here. Do you enjoy directing? It seems to be what you are doing now.
I absolutely love it. It kind of snuck up on me unexpectedly. I directed years ago when I first was starting out in the theater, and then I kind of felt I had to make a choice, directing or acting, and I went in the acting direction. But now that I've come back to this, I'm just having the most extraordinary experiences directing plays.
And next up for you is Asheville. You'll be directing that. So
yeah.
the next couple projects will be of directing nature.
They are, yeah, yeah.
I ask this a lot about journalists who turn into novelists or writers of does that make you a better novelist? Do you think being an actor makes you a better director?
I think it does. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I think I understand the language that actors speak and work from, and I think I have a patience of watching them develop with a role. And I think sometimes, you know, it's a world that the more knowledgeable you are as an actor, I think the more I'm really able to support and allow actors to do their job. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Extremities. As I mentioned in the introduction, this is a role that you had in 1983. You were the lead, played Marjorie in the show. Is it something that always stuck with you and you thought that this is something that perhaps you would revisit someday?
Well, more even than that production was, I guess in 1980, I was given a copy of the play to read. And I was so knocked out by the play that I went down to Louisville. This has never happened. This is unprecedented in my life. I think about 3 or 4 days later, I got on a plane from New York City, flew to Louisville, Kentucky, to the Louisville festival that is there every year, Playwrights Festival. And I went and saw one of the earliest productions of Extremities. And at that production, I met William Master Simone, who was there. And I have to say that production was probably one of the 5 or 6 greatest theatrical experiences of my life. It left an indelible impression on me. And it made me really fall terribly under the spell of this play. And I later then went into the play. I took Susan Sarandon's place when she left in New York City and did the play. But I think even more indelible than my experience of doing it, which was quite remarkable, and I had an extraordinary experience. I played it for 3 or 4 months in New York. Was this production in Louisville? It was really breathtaking.
And I guess that's when theater is at its best, isn't it? When it's something that is by its nature dramatic, that the acting, the writing, and it gets you thinking about things that and open to things that you would not have been before walking into that theater.
Well, I thought it was, yes. I agree with all of that. And I think it was, you know, it was a play about a subject matter. I'd never really seen a play about violence against women that sort of really looks at how violence begets violence and about that part of ourselves that can rise up, the desire, the will to survive in certain situations, and how a little window of opportunity can be created in which perhaps someone can survive, can find a way out. And it just raises such interesting questions, and it creates such amazing conversations and different ways of looking at what happens between these three women who live together in this house in the countryside, as her two roommates come home and discover a kind of a situation that's gone completely off the tracks. It makes for very, very, very interesting theater and provocative theater and stimulating theater, and it leaves you really feeling like you've experienced something remarkable.
One of the fascinating things I find about the entire process of creating art, and in this case theater, is that for us to be stimulated and to think and to explore the issues, how much work you all have to do in doing that very thing of discussing it and figuring it out, so that we can have those same discussions.
Yes, I think that's true, and that's our job. I mean, our job is to understand and to experience the play on such a clear and profound level ourselves that we're really, really communicating a story. I mean, it is, you know, storytelling. If you can captivate an audience and engage an audience and tell a story. Sometimes it can even be a story like this one, a difficult story that not everybody's quite sure they are, you know, wanting to, you know, not quite sure it's a story they want to be told, but it becomes, in a way, I think, is in the course of the journey that you take with these actors, a story that you are very, very grateful to have been told.
I had a playwright tell me once that they felt that having an audience gasp was almost better than laughter.
That's interesting, and I think so. I mean, I think when an audience gasps, there's a gasp right at the end of our play, and I feel like when I hear this gasp, it's like I can feel how incredibly engaged the audience has become with these characters.
As far as the directing component of it, for you, having played the role certainly informs that, doesn't it?
You know, I think it must in ways that I'm not even necessarily aware of. I did the role 30 years ago, and I can't say that I remember that much about the particulars of our production. Mm. I remember more the internal experience of playing the character, but I don't... You know, I mean, as I've been working on the play, I really haven't had points of reference in terms of, oh, I remember what we did here or how we got to certain moments in the play. I just don't. I mean, I've done a lot of plays and worked on a lot of things since, and I think all of those specifics, the details, and the sort of the map of the play as we did the play, has not really remained. But I think the core of it and what I initially was drawn to, and the way that I felt the play when I was doing it, it has remained for me, and so I've used that. That definitely, it has been a resource for me working on it.
And how about for Molly Camp, who is playing Marjorie, playing your role? Does she use you as a resource for having played that role, or simply as director, or both?
You know, I think it's been an incredible collaboration between she and I. You know, she, from the time she came to audition in New York and I saw her, I was taken by her, as she has a kind of, as an actress, an authenticity and a strength and a vulnerability, which I think are extremely important for this character. And she has an also, you know, one of the things that I felt was really, really important to find in casting this character was a woman who has a kind of every woman quality. You know, you look at her and you see your daughter or your sister or your, you know, your best friend, and that's the kind, the quality of a person that I was looking for. And she has that to me in spades. You know, there's something very accessible about her. And we feel like we know her kind of right away. And that's such a, it's an undefinable thing, but it's a very fantastic thing when you can find that in an actor, especially for this role. So I think, you know, I have really just allowed her to explore the character on her own and perhaps guided her, you know, here and there to moments, you know, in the play that I think are there and maybe a little difficult in a 3-week rehearsal to arrive at. You know, 3 weeks is a very, very short period of time to rehearse a play like this. But I have [S2] Sure. [S1] To say these actors have just risen to the occasion in such a way that I never imagined was possible.
You spoke earlier about wanting to direct and that intersection of acting or directing and going down more the acting route. Now that you look at women directors have come a long way. You look at just the Tonys this past year of both women and African Americans that have made a tremendous impact that has not been there for a very long time. And I'm curious as to whether it is now not easier for you, but more accepted to take the helm of such productions.
Well, it's certainly very exciting that this is happening, and I think that you know, women move into these positions of directors very, very in a very interesting way. You know, it's to have a female approach to a particular story. I mean, there are some plays that crave it, you know, that really need it. You know, there are some plays that are sort of written from that place where you just think, gee, I'm not sure a man could really direct this play well.
And I would think that would be the case here.
Well, I would think that would be the case here. I mean, I have to say it was directed by a man in Louisville, and he did an extraordinary, extraordinary right. job with it. And it was directed by a man in New York City, and he did an excellent job with it as well. So it's you know, it's more really the right humanity or the right sensitivity or the right understanding of the material more than maybe male or female. But you know, I'm extremely, I mean, what I find very moving as well is if you look at the Berkshires and you look at the four major theaters here in the Berkshires, they are all helmed by women, which just has been so, I mean, Kate McGuire at the Berkshire Theater Group is just such an inspiration to me, as is Julie Boyd and Tina Packer, who's no longer really, I guess, at the helm, not the artistic
Emeritus.
Director, but she certainly, you know, she put in her major, major amount Absolutely. Of time developing and growing that theater. And also Jenny Gerson up at Williamstown, you know, and so that's quite extraordinary too. So I think, you know, these women are involved in making the choices of the plays and the choices of the directors, and so there's a whole, you know, I feel like these theaters are starting to have a whole new voice through the women that are helming them.
When as you mentioned, the project is a quick one. You come in, you do your 3 weeks, and then you're on stage for two, and then you're done. How much of a whirlwind is it, or do you get time to stop and smell the roses a bit?
Well, I mean, the rehearsal process is very intense because you are highly aware of the fact that you have such a short period of time, and you. I mean, from my perspective, I really, really want to help the actors realize the play in that short period of time, like as much as they are capable of doing. In my particular case, I have to say these actors have been so unbelievably capable. They showed up sort of ready to work, and it was, you know, it felt, we had 3 weeks, but it felt like a much longer period of time. And you know, it is a whirlwind. It's for me, even as a director, my job was done a couple of days ago on opening night, and it's a little hard. It's a little hard to move away. It's a little hard to let go. I am going tonight and tomorrow night and the next night until I have to leave for New York, just to be there and as a support, you know, and to see, you know, as much of their own their experience as I can. But it is. It does feel like I think it brings out the best at actors sometimes to work quickly. You know, they know they have to do the preparation and they just focus on the work right in front of them. And really, I have done nothing else but work on this play for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And my, you know, the rest of my life is completely fallen away. But it's been a very satisfying experience.
Well, Extremities is at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge as part of the Berkshire Theater Group through July 27th. You can find out more by going to their website, which is www.berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Karen Allen, you're a delight. I thank you so much for spending time, and congratulations on the wonderful work.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you so much. Again, you can find out more information by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.